Welcome back to the second half of this morning's Gone Outdoors. Kyle Agree and Scott Brewer of Brewer Agree Outdoors. Talking hunting, talking fishing, talking anything you can do outdoors on Kello News Talk and KWSN in Sioux Falls and the mighty 790 KFGO in Fargo. We are extremely excited. We've got one of these guests that we just look forward to hearing from because it's always informative and it's always a fun conversation. We are very fortunate to be joined this segment by our Minnesota DNR Commissioner, Sarah Stroman. Commissioner Stroman, welcome back to Gone Outdoors.
Well, thank you so much. It is always a highlight of my day when I get to talk with you guys.
There's just so much great things to talk about and great information to share. And that makes it exciting for everybody. And we're excited today because we're going to be talking about the investing in Minnesota outdoors and the more modernized outdoor recreation experiences. I am really excited to hear about this. Can you give us just a kind of a overview look of what we're talking about here in terms of, our investments within the outdoors here in the state?
Yeah, so we call the full name is our Get Out More because we want people to get out more. But as you said, the more is modernizing outdoor recreation experiences. And this is an initiative that the Minnesota legislature and the governor funded this past session. It's really a once in a generation opportunity to invest in renewing and evolving our outstanding state outdoor recreation experiences. So it's $159 million of investment to enhance access and welcome new users, to revitalizing camping infrastructure, modernizing boating access, enhancing fisheries and fishing infrastructure, and restoring streams and modernizing water-related infrastructure.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but I believe this is above and beyond your normal budget, which you are heavily involved in the DNR's, the entire Minnesota DNR's budget. This is above and beyond that to update some of the, you know, Minnesota DNR has been doing great work for many, many, many years, and there are so many great facilities around the state. Part of this is to update some of those facilities. Isn't that correct?
That's absolutely correct, and this is above and beyond our normal budget. We were super fortunate here in Minnesota to have a state budget surplus. And so we made the pitch to the legislature and of course, Minnesotans generally, that this was a great time to invest in renewal of those sites and facilities that support outdoor experiences. Many of the facilities that we manage at Minnesota DNR are 60 to 90 years old. And so, you know, of course, they're showing their age. They aren't necessarily designed for the things that today's users are looking for. And, you know, the reality is this infrastructure supports a $9.9 billion outdoor recreation industry in Minnesota. It supports 91,000 jobs. And so it's a really important economic driver in addition to, you know, the benefits it provides for health and wellness and, you know, the outdoor legacy. So it really was time for the state of Minnesota to make another generational investment in these experiences.
I so appreciate you sharing the impact, both economically, both job-wise, I mean, real people-wise, people's jobs they go to each and every day. And what an impact the outdoors have on the state of Minnesota. And you know what? I don't care where you are and who you are, $159 million is going to move the needle. And I have to imagine some of these projects are things that folks that are listening to Gone Outdoors will see directly, and some are things that may be an indirect effect and improve their outdoor experience. Do we have some specifics maybe in terms of things that this will actually be used in?
Yeah, so we expect that these investments will be very visible to Minnesotans and others who visit our outdoor spaces. They are, as I said, to help us enhance access and welcome new users. Some of that is for accessibility. So everything from creating accessible hunting blinds or park spaces for people with disabilities, to also the wonderful track chairs program that we have in our state parks, so people with mobility disabilities and their friends and family can experience things together. I'm really excited about the fisheries investments because they span investments in our hatcheries. And so one of the first places folks will see is a new hatchery building coming online at our Waterville fish hatchery, which is really important to supporting walleye, our state fish here in Minnesota. But it also, that money will support the places that people fish. So whether you fish by boat and you might see a new boat ramp, or whether you shore fish, we're going to be investing more in shore fishing opportunities and fishing piers so that people without boats can get out and enjoy those fishing opportunities as well.
So Sarah, it sounds like this isn't just used for updating existing opportunities for anglers. It's creating new opportunities as well.
Exactly. You know, some of it will be to modernize existing facilities. So if you think about our boat ramp that were built 60 years ago, think about the difference in what boats and equipment look like these days. Think about the fact that we now have to manage for aquatic invasive species. We now care about good shoreline vegetation. And so all of those things that we weren't designing for 60 years ago, we can put back in design now. But it also is about, yeah, creating new opportunities, particularly those shore fishing opportunities, fishing piers, thinking about different ways that people might want to access the outdoors. So that's why we call it modernized outdoor recreation experiences. It's not just modernizing existing buildings and infrastructure. It's really thinking about all of the aspects that make up an experience and wanting to provide a modern outdoor experience.
I just love that concept because you not only have the differences in technology and gear, like you had mentioned, but you know, we have to admit in Minnesota, we have a different population using the outdoors. It's a culturally diverse population. It is a population that's including many people who are new to the outdoors since the pandemic. And what a just a breath of fresh air to see all of this investment into the outdoors for all of those folks and all of those that grew up utilizing the outdoors as well.
Yeah, 100%. And that's one of the things that we truly believe is that these investments, you know, even if you are making investments targeted at people with disabilities, that benefits not only them, but their friends and family who want to enjoy the outdoors with them. You know, providing, I was just at Maplewood State Park last week, and the park manager there was talking to me a lot about the new immigrant community that has come to Pelican Rapids. And they're seeing those new users in the state park. And so what do we, you know, need to offer in that state park to make that new community of people feel welcome and enjoy their experience in the outdoors? But those experiences benefit everybody. So this really is about making sure that all Minnesotans can continue, whether it's their longstanding traditions in the outdoors or whether it's making new traditions in the outdoors.
That is wonderful. We have Minnesota DNR Commissioner Sarah Strohman with us here this morning, and we so appreciate the update. Before we have to sign off on this segment, Commissioner Strohman, I just wanted to, you know, we were talking off air before we started recording here, and this past Thursday was the first day of the Minnesota State Fair, and I can remember as a child wanting to go to the Minnesota DNR booth at the state fair when we would be there and see the fish and see all of the cool stuff that was on display. And you've got that going on right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, the fair started this morning. I was out there yesterday watching our staff make the final preparations. And so, you know, I hope folks will come out and see us there. We were actually just talking yesterday that, you know, a lot of people go to the fair because they love the people, they love the food. So many people seek out the DNR space, whether it's to see the fish or enjoy the shade or the pollinator garden. And I think it really speaks to that love for the outdoors and that need that we have as humans to just inherently seek out the outdoors. So, you know, if you have an opportunity to get to the fair, certainly seek us out. I will say we also have a live fish cam that is accessible to anybody online. So you can watch our fish pond all day long throughout the fair, if you wish, from wherever you are.
I love it. I love it. I'm going to have a chance to go there next weekend, and I'm looking forward to it. I haven't been there for quite a few years, and it's going to be an exciting, exciting experience. Commissioner Strowman, thank you so much for spending some time with us this morning. We appreciate it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Folks, don't go away. We're going to take a quick break and be back with more Gone Outdoors.